ओम ज्ञानच निरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः.
The purpose of and glories of Srimad Bhagavad Gita are described here briefly. We find that even today among the Hindus there is great reverence for and interest in Bhagavad Gita. Our devotees who travel from town to town distributing books are very much aware of this, that of all the books that they bring in all areas of India, year after year, people are interested in Bhagavad Gita more than the others. Even people don't know why, but they have faith in Bhagavad Gita. Somehow they have faith. Just like so many people go for Balaji Darshan at Tirumala. They don't know why. The knowledge of the Vedic science is very much lacking in modern Hindu society. But still, people have faith. That faith it's certainly a lot better than not having faith. That is a kind of piety. But unless one understands what the actual teachings of Bhagavad Gita are, simply having faith in it will not help one very much. Here Arjuna describes that Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita relieve the burning heart in all circumstances. But very few Hindus, what to speak of others, in the modern age, know what those teachings are. There is some, it's quite widespread in Hindi, and it's probably in other language. I've seen it in Tamil, it's probably in Telugu also. They have this poster of Gita Sar, the essence of Bhagavad Gita. But whoever made up this Gita Sar, I don't think they ever read Bhagavad Gita. I mean, it's such rubbish they've written. Jo bhi hua wo bhi acha tha. Whatever happened in the past was good. Whatever's going on at present is also good. And whatever will happen in the future is also good. That's not what Krishna said. Nor does it make any sense. If someone comes and says that, oh, my whole family was killed in a train accident, you say, very good. Is that correct? This is nonsense. What's the Telugu word for nonsense?
Brainless.
Near artam.
Near artam.
You could say. Is that all right in Telugu?
Yeah.
There's a good word in Urdu, bakwas.
Bakwas.
What they're doing by saying that everything is good, they're obfuscating the difference between good and bad. They're just saying, well, everything.
Brainless.
Yeah. Near artam.
Near artam.
You could say. Is that all right in Telugu?
Yeah.
There's a good word in Urdu, bakwas.
Bakwas.
What they're doing by saying that everything is good, they're obfuscating the difference between good and bad. They're just saying, well, everything, it's all the same. It's just mayavad. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, everything in the world is bad. Give it all up and surrender to me. Sarvadhaman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. That's the well-known verse. Well-known means, how many Hindus know it? Garv se kaho ham Hindu hai. In Hindi it said, say with pride, we are Hindus. It's one of the VHP's slogans. They have that in Telugu also? That's one of their slogans?
Hindu nanigarai.
Yeah. But why? It should be sharam se kaho, because no one knows even, among 10 Hindus, you might find one who knows one Bhagavad Gita verse. And so they're easily cheated by people who, in the name of Shastra, in the name of Vedic Dharma or Hindu Dharma, they simply cheat people. Just like this nonsense so-called Kalki, this next door. This rascal's claiming he's Kalki Avatar. He's not Kalki Avatar. It's very clear from Shastra that Kalki will appear 4,27,000 years later. With his sword, he kills all the demons. But this guy is so weak that he had to run away from the police for his sinful, his illegal activities. So how are people so foolish that they can accept this Bhagavan, and then, there are so many Bhagavans in competition. It's a disgrace. I mean, we can accept, to some extent, if people are worshipping Vedic demigods, like Shiva, Durga, all these demigods, but they're just to someone claims that they are God, they should be beaten. So, in our Krishna conscious movement, we accept Krishna as Bhagavan, but not just blindly. Everything should be based on Shastra, of which Bhagavad Gita is the essence. Bhagavad Gita, it's very clear that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matav parataram nanyat kinchid asti. Nothing, no one is greater than me, Krishna says. Then aham sarvasya prabhavo matah sarvang pravartate. I am the source of everything. Everything comes from me. Aham adir hi devanam. I am the origin of all the demigods. So, why is this not being taught? How can people dare to preach Bhagavad Gita and not declare Krishna as supreme? And why is it that Hindus have a kind of faith in Bhagavad Gita, but they're not eager to know what is the actual message? So we should understand ourselves what is the actual message of Bhagavad Gita and preach it very strongly. I've been saying the word Hindu, that's a social grouping. But according to Bhagavad Gita, there's no such thing as Hindu, Christian, Muslim, all this. I mean, there is, socially there are such divisions, but for the Atma, there is no such thing. Bhagavan or God or Allah or whatever you may call him is not, there's only one. So Bhagavan is not a Christian. He's not only for the Christians or only for the Muslims or only for the Hindus. But we should know who he is. The Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam give clear knowledge of who that Supreme Person is. In other religious systems, there's no clear knowledge. And therefore, they make so many mistakes. In Islam, they say that Allah spoke to Muhammad, but he doesn't have any mouth. He is supreme, but he doesn't have any form or personality. That means that according to them, he's less than us because we have form and personality. Or in Christianity, they say that Jesus is God, which he never said himself. It's a gross misunderstanding. They have to speculate because they don't know. In the Sistine Chapel in Rome, which is like the heart of Roman Catholicism, in the Vatican, they have a painting by the famous Renaissance painter Michelangelo, a painting of God, in which it shows him sitting on a cloud. Because they have an idea he's somewhere up there, but they didn't see him, so they thought maybe he's hiding behind the clouds. He looks very old and with a long white beard. Because they have no knowledge of the transcendental nature of God, they think, well, he made the creation, so he must be very old by now. They have no idea that time is also under his control. He's not controlled by time. His transcendental form does not deteriorate like ours, which is under the control of material nature. But they have no idea of any difference between material and spiritual. And therefore, in their puerile, which means childish theology, they imagine that there's a day of judgment and then God will come and then all our dead bodies will come back to life again. So our real business is to glorify Krishna, and there's nothing positive to be gained by pointing out the faults in all these foolish ideas. But the fact is that people are so stupid, they believe all these things. And these total misconceptions about Bhagavan, they consider it sacred. So if you, even if you try to point out just very reasonably that all the innumerable faults in their ideas, then they become very upset. But so we should know what is the actual philosophy of spiritual life, Bhagavat Tattva Vigyan, the scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. This requires to be distributed in human society. But people are not attracted to hear, just like Arjuna is saying, I'm attracted to these instructions. They're not attracted to this. People are attracted to what the Bhagavatam calls Kaitav Dharma, or cheating religion. If they say, if you tell someone you just have to believe in something and you don't have to do anything, you can eat meat, you can drink wine, and you'll get all of God's blessings. You just have to believe in this, that, or the other. Then, oh, this is very nice. People in Kali Yuga are so unfortunate that they actually want to be cheated. If it were not so, then the whole modern advertising industry would be finished. The whole advertising industry is based upon praising some product in an untrue or highly exaggerated way. Just like Coca-Cola, no one, unless it was heavily advertised, no one would ever purchase it. The whole advertising industry is based upon praising some product in an untrue or highly exaggerated way. Just like Coca-Cola, no one, unless it was heavily advertised, no one would ever purchase it. There's no need for it. And as far as I remember from, you know, like 35 years ago or so, it doesn't taste very nice anyway. But by advertising, they create a desire in people to buy it. They show people looking happy drinking Coca-Cola. So you know you don't get happy by drinking Coca-Cola, but you want to be cheated, so you buy it. So like that, people, you know, the cheating mentality goes through the whole society. It's so chronic that the very people who are supposed to uphold truth and justice in human society, the politicians and the police, we don't even expect them to be honest. We just take it for granted as an accepted part of life that the politicians and government officers and police, that they're all liars and cheaters and corrupt. So the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are given to people who want to be free from hypocrisy. If there are actually sincere people, they will be attracted, as Arjuna was attracted, to the actual teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna became very happy by remembering, yes, I have to surrender to Krishna. I am the servant of Krishna. But persons who are not sincere, who they're dharma dvaji, they show a big flag, I'm very religious, but who are not actually religious, they are not attracted to genuine religion. Yeah, persons who just like to make a show of being religious, but who are not, actually not very serious, they are not attracted to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Srila Prabhupada said, my books are specially meant to appeal to sincere people. Akapat, that word is there. In material existence, we're all kapat, we're all cheaters. Outside we show one thing, but inside we have another intention. We like to show, I'm very good, I'm very religious, I'm very pious. But our intention is to gain some material gain, that we'll become respected in human society, or God will arrange for our material enjoyment. As jivas, our service is to contribute to His spiritual enjoyment. But due to our perverted attitude, even if we believe in God, we think that He's supposed to serve us by contributing to our material enjoyment. So, Krishna consciousness, as I was saying yesterday, it's not an ordinary religion. This Krishna Chaitanya and or the original Sanskrit words, very important term we can use is Shuddha Bhakti. We should understand what is the meaning of this term, Shuddha Bhakti. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has summarized all the teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam, or what is its direction, he has gathered in one Anustup shloka. What is that verse? Who can say? Ah, that's correct. Yeah, can you say it in the mic? You don't know the whole verse. You know the first word. All right. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi avritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti rutama. Which means that one should cultivate the mentality of being free from any desire other than that of satisfying Krishna, and cultivate serving Krishna in a manner that is pleasing to Him. I don't have more time, I have to finish here. So, Hare Krishna. So do something wonderful for Krishna here. Something wonderful already started. But now don't think, oh, this is very nice, very wonderful, very good. All right, enough. This is a base for beginning work. You have to make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings of Shuddha Bhakti known in every house and every heart, at least in East Godavari district.
Arrivo.
You have to translate it. Actually, you're on the border of West Godavari here, isn't it? You're quite close to the border. West. You're close to the border. This is the western part of East Godavari. So then you might as well take your mandate to West Godavari also. This is such a sacred place. From this place you can see where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his most important conversation with Srila Ramananda Rai. This is the western part of East Godavari. So then you might as well take your mandate to West Godavari also. This is such a sacred place. From this place you can see where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his most important conversation with Srila Ramananda Rai. So from here you can offer obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Padapitam at Kovur and take his blessings and preach his message everywhere. And I have only one more thing to say just now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.